This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Depth Chart Podcast. My name is Freddie Maggard. I'm joined by Nick Roush in Louisville. Nick, coming off a loss, this is new for us this season.
Mm-hmm.
After the game, I wasn't mad. I was disappointed. There's a difference. I think Kentucky had the better team with better players, and that's a mirror game, right? I mean, Kentucky has nobody to blame other than Kentucky for dropping a game against a top 20 team on the road in the SEC. Ole Miss did everything in its power to get out of the way and let Kentucky win, but Kentucky just didn't do it, right?
Yeah,
That's a self-inflicted loss. Sometimes you get beat, sometimes you lose. Kentucky lost that game. And defensively, Nick, and we'll start here. I mean, take the safety out. Kentucky held Ole Miss to 3 touchdowns fewer than its season average. 3 points in the second half. The defense played winning football. I mean, there were some explosives, some aggravating third down, yes. But you hold Lane Kiffin to 20 points. That's a good outing, right? I mean,
good enough
to win. That's winning football.
Especially only 3 points in the second half, Freddie.
That was
clutch. Do me a favor, too. You sound great. Just let's pull that fancy microphone a little bit closer. Yeah.
How about there we now? Go. I'm pretty cool, aren't I?
Winning
football. 3 points in the second half. Tackled well.
You got a big takeaway before halftime.
Yeah, you got huge. A goal line stand. Kiffin wanted to go for the knockout punch. Put your offensive position to win the game. Offensively and special teams-wise, that was there were some good things on both, but also some very bad things. I thought the game was going to be won or lost in the red zone. It somewhat was. Kentucky with 2 chances to punch it in at the end of the game. Actually, 3 drives in a row.
Yeah.
After an explosive kickoff return, you go 4 and out. Then 2 fumbles in the red zone.
Yeah.
I mean, 10 tackles for loss, however you want to count it. 4 quarterback sacks. It just another inefficient offensive performance from Kentucky. And we're halfway through now. Something's got to get better there.
Well, and Freddie, it was one of those things where, from a big picture standpoint, I can see the differences in this team, because when you lost games like this in the past, it was because you were kind of punching above your weight. You know, it was like Missouri playing out of their minds for 3 quarters against Georgia. And then they made the mistake on 4th and 1, and then or 1st and goal from the 1, and they got out of there. But the margin of error, it's a lot higher, right? Because you've raised the talent level. So you don't have to punch above your weight to beat a top 25 team on the road. But you do have to execute, right? And I had a laundry list of mistakes. Like, just don't make 1 or 2 of those, you know? Yeah. And you mentioned the kick return that ended up getting 0 points, 4 and out. Like, that should have been a touchdown. But you had a guy who was trying too hard to get in front of him to make a block. Like, don't try to outrun Berrion Brown. Just let him outrun the guy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And then the kicking game is just, missed field goal, block PAT, bad snap, safety. I mean, that's the ball game. I mean, there's your ball game. There's your win. But Kentucky offensively, Nick, just did not, again, was not efficient. And Will Levis has to play better. That's a game that he'll want back. But when you're a projected first-round quarterback, when you are being mentioned as one of the best, if not the best quarterback in the nation, you got to go out and win the football game for your team. And, mm-hmm. and that didn't happen. Now, he was playing injured, but you played the game, Nick. That happens about every other series. Somebody's finger gets knocked out of place. You know, you just snap it back in. And
rolls go. An ankle. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's football. So that's not an excuse, but I thought Will could have gone out and won the game. And it's not all on him.
And he almost did.
He almost did, but the protection is really starting to aggravate.
It's bad. Yeah.
It's bad.
You can see it wearing on him.
Yeah.
And like seeing ghosts is a phrase that got used a lot with Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
But like there was one play where he saw Flax blocking nobody and he was just like, oh God, I got to take off and go. When in reality, he actually had time, but he just thought, you know, he was out of it. You know what we got time for here at the Depth Chart Podcast? Ready? We Port got time Royal. To thank our friends at Port Royal Plants.
Yes.
Yeah. You read my mind.
I'm on.
I'm a big fan of Port Royal Plants. They're made Henry County, a Kentucky proud product. And what's pretty cool, Freddie, is I believe it was their sons went hiking on the Appalachian Trail, and they were like, man, why are we trying to take like pills to make our joints feel better? This CBD stuff is pretty awesome. So they've got the CBD balm. You can use CBD Epsom salt bath. They even made a way to put CBD into bug spray to keep the bugs away from you. So visit portroyalplants.com to check out all of their organic Kentucky proud CBD products. It's the best in the bluegrass. Check them out today at portroyalplants.com.
Nick, yeah, thank you, Point Royal. One thing I thought if Rodriguez rushed for 80 yards, Kentucky would win the football game. He ended up with 72. I think I tweeted something out like third plus two equals 24.
It was a good line. I like that one.
You mentioned something. You tweeted something during the game that I thought we needed to discuss today. Is that was also Scangarello's first game with 24 back there. So he's getting used to working him into his play call, his play sheet. But, you know, Rodriguez is such a weapon, especially in a red zone, especially in short down situations. He caught passes. I thought he played really well to have been out for four games.
30 receiving yards, too.
Yeah. He was second leading receiver in the game. I think maybe – you know, maybe in a red zone, you know, you give the football to 24.
And let him
make a play for you because he's done that for 4 years, right? So we've seen that happen. Well,
he converted one of those fourth downs where it was classic Chris Rodriguez, get hit and then lean forward and get another yard.
Right.
And Freddie, that third and two call where they called the keeper, that was a guy who hasn't called a Chris Rodriguez football game before because I thought it was a creative call, but like you could just give it to Chris and let him do it, you know, he probably would have got it. Instead, you get a Will Levis fumble. I mean, there's some of that. And I think there was another drive too, where Chris had like 18 yards, like back to back to back. And I'm sure fatigue he could have probably played a bigger role. It's his first game of the year. But then, like, McLean come – like, I don't think – they were inside the 40, and I don't think Chris could touch the ball again, and they drive killer.
Yeah, that's something that Scangarello's got to get figured out, that Chris gets better with more carries. Chris gets better with the more banging around that he gets between the tackles. Yeah. He gets better instead of get tired. And that's the strength of his game. Maybe that's something Kentucky can do, but offensively.
Well, and some of it, too, is probably trying to outthink your inadequacies on the offensive line, right? You're trying to scheme around it because, I mean, it's not getting any better, Freddie. And we've got the point where we just almost have to accept that it is what it is. And really, I'm just at the point like, all right, that's fine, but I'd rather go hold him instead of getting your quarterback sacked or – Just don't commit a pre-snap penalty.
Yeah.
Those were drive killers, man.
Drive killers, pre-snap penalties. Again, we're talking about – I know there's a statistical formula and analytics about efficiency, but just as a overall efficiency aspect of the offense, pre-snap penalties in, in, in critical situations. Two fumbles in a red zone that you could have scored on both drives and put the game out of reach.
Yep.
Four quarterback sacks, 10 tackles for loss. That's inefficiency. All that adds up. And I thought Ole Miss did a really good job of taking away what Kentucky's done well, which was the explosive pass game.
Yeah.
Looking at the numbers here, Brayan Brown had a 41-yard catch. That was the only catch of 15-plus yards for the day. C-Rod actually had a long of 13, and then you go all the way down to Dingle after that. So,
Brown had two screen passes, but that was it. They were screens. They weren't like thrown downfield.
Right.
Now, Ole Miss got to connect on a couple of those where they're off the fingertips.
Right.
But,
Ole Miss did a good job of taking away the home run shots.
And you know how they took it away, Freddie? Is Lovis didn't have time to let the routes get downfield.
Yeah. And when he did have time and the pocket wasn't collapsing, it was a little murky out there, but it wasn't totally collapsing. You know, you got to sit in there and find your guys, right? But I think Ole Miss did a good job in coverage. To make a long story short, those six defensive backs, that was a good way to go at Kentucky, especially with the Cats only rushing for 108 yards a game, nearly 3 yards per carry. That's what I do against Kentucky too.
Yeah, yeah. And then Lane after the game, he's the worst winner. Like that, he's gonna aggravate you so much on the opposing side because he brought up Rich Scangarello's comment about bring on the blitz, and then he had some snide remark about like pretty good to hold the number one pick to only 19 points, and it's like, well, they missed a field goal, they missed two extra points that they had three times were in scoring opportunity. And then, like you said, four and out, and then two fumbles. And then, Freddie, the thing is I think going into the season, we knew that Kentucky's success is in large part just going to be on how good number seven is. And he was, like, a half second away from being good enough to win.
Yeah.
He just got too amped up. And that's something that Stoops has talked about before. He got too amped up. He snapped it too quick. And that's the game. I mean, Freddie, I don't know if you've gone back and watched. I did it 17 times, and it's just snap, step the foot down, snap, step the foot down. I mean, it is bang, bang, and it's so ticky-tack. I'm shocked they even called it.
Yeah, I am too. But on the road in the SEC, the quarterback's responsibility is to make sure that everybody's set.
Yeah.
Now, he knew that he had what he wanted. Levis did. The right play call, right formation, right defense, and the right one-on-one scenario. But you have to make sure, again, I thought Will did a really good job in his press conference. He took responsibility for that, which you should. It's on the quarterback. The quarterback position gets way too much credit, way too much blame. Somewhere in the middle is reality. So, and then the safety, you got to throw that away. You can't. And that's hard. That's easier to say than do.
Well,
I did it myself against Vanderbilt. But you got to throw that away
or give it to
C-Rod and just punt to fight another down.
And that's the other Scangarello thing.
With the defense
thing.
You got, right?
I mean, you're backed up deep. You took an early tackle for a loss. Like, just live to fight another down.
Yeah.
And the worst part was, Freddie, is I felt like I could see that one coming too. You're just – it's like they're going to bring the heat. Like, you could see the blitz pre-snap. Like, it's coming. So, I don't know. It was just a lot of frustration. And Freddie, I don't know about you, but I'm going to have – there's going to be so many times. I was doing it last night. I was just like, how did they lose that game? Like, it's just so agonizing. And the part that's even – that, mentioning Lane, everybody's loving to rag on Levis now, right? Like, all of Johnny Football's out there, your boogers and your – just everybody out there who's Mr. Smarty Pants Football is like, ooh, so sorry about Levis. It's like, Levis is still – like, I'm taking him – like Vince Merrill said, I'm taking him over any other quarterback out there. There's some bad quarterback play out there in the SEC right now. I like Will Levis as my guy. Kentucky just needs him to be a hero,
Yeah, and needs to play better around him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's obvious, and that's up front. Looking at the season
– you know when I play better, Freddie? Is when I got a KLW handmade belt around my belly.
Yeah, me too. And my keychain. I love that.
Oh, I love the keychain because they make the weather keychains, and I don't have my keys in my pocket right now. They make either. The weather keychains with the brass plates on them. Yeah. And my dad had one growing up, so now I feel like I'm officially a dad.
Yeah.
they make quality handmade products right here in the Bluegrass. It's no synthetics, padding, or backing, just solid leather, and it's free shipping. Yeah, so check it out. Yeah. Free shipping whenever you get your KOW handmade belt. 10% off too if you use promo depth chart at klwbelts.com. You can also call them too, 859-509-7816, to order some of that handmade genuine leather belts. They're outstanding products, Freddie.
Absolutely. I wore my belt yesterday, and that keychain is wonderful. And I gave you a KLW hat.
I like the hats too. Yeah. Just good look. Just a really good look.
It's a classic hat. Drew Franklin would like that hat.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely. I'm wearing a more beat up Kentucky hat though, because I got to give some extra juice today on the Sunday. Got to lift.
Yeah. My spirits up. You know, I wasn't mad. I was disappointed. And if you look at this offense, Nick, I think, you know, Kentucky, look at this team. Kentucky's playing winning defense. I mean, death, taxes, and Brad White throwing out a top five defense in the SEC. That's an annual occurrence, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it happens every year. Right now, fourth in the league in total defense. I mean, just fourth in the league in scoring, only giving up 15 points a game. You go to Ole Miss against that offense that was averaging 41 per game in Oxford and hold Lane Kiffin to 20 points. You expect to win the football game. That was the frustrating part for me. Offensively, too much action across the line of scrimmage. 19 quarterback sacks, ranks 127th, 14th in the SEC, and 127th in the country.
Yeah, it's bad. It's
that's as bad as you can get. Well, so,
and if I'm going to nitpick a little on the defense, it's when you dial up some blitzes, you got to get home.
You got to get home.
Yeah, because a couple of times, you know, Kentucky just gave up explosives because the blitz didn't get home, and some of their guys in one-on-ones got exposed.
Well, that brings we'll critique the defense, even though I thought they played winning football by far.
Yeah.
Through five games, the offense has given up 19 sacks and 34 tackles for loss. That's 110th in the country with 34 tackles for loss, 127th in the country with quarterback sacks. UK has only sacked the quarterback six times, which is 10th in the SEC, and only recorded 17 tackles for loss, which is 13th.
Yeah.
So too much action in the Kentucky backfield.
Right.
Not enough action in the opposing backfield, but the result defensively is getting there.
Justin Rogers had some nice pressures. I thought he came in and played well. Deion Walker. There was some solid movement back there. It's just you're not getting home, right?
But Kentucky's overcoming that deficiency with very efficient play behind.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And a lot of that's got to do with DeAndre Square. Mm-hmm. And all that's got to do with Jacquez Jones, who was injured.
Right.
Kedron Smith, Carrington Valentine continues to play well. A bunch of different dudes at safety. Jordan Lovett is now fourth on the team in tackles. And you have to be very pleased with that freshman coming in.
He rocked what he's doing. He had a hit.
Yeah, he had a hit. But way too much action over there. And it's starting to, you know.
Yeah, and
three games is worrisome. You're halfway home now. It's a major concern.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, Freddie, is I'm at the point now. I just don't know what you do with the offensive line. It's just you just want them to be a prideful bunch and play better, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but
I think one thing that Kentucky can do is go back. Not to old Kentucky when I played and the bad football that everybody remembers, but the older Stoops football. Get back to pounding. Get at least make a concerted effort to run the football. Mm-hmm. And you can hit some play-action passes. It's a vicious cycle, Nick. With all those tackles for loss, 34 given up. When Kentucky's getting behind the chains, they're getting behind the chains in a big way. And then what that's doing is putting Levis in those pass catchers in certain passing scenarios. And that's why you're seeing all the 19 quarterback sacks because the run is gone. I mean, it's third and 10 or whatever, third and 8-9. Mm-hmm. The run is out of the equation. It's going to be a drop back pass of some sort, and teams are just blitzing, coming after, twisting, stunning, whatever. Ole Miss didn't do a lot of that crazy exotic stuff, and we're still getting home. I think that's worrisome. Is you know, you bring four or five and getting home rather than getting home with blitzes and things of that nature. So it's a vicious cycle. Tackles for loss put you behind the chains. When you get behind the chains, you have to drop back to pass. When you drop back to pass, you've given up 19 sacks. Not had a running game. Kentucky's only running the football for 87 yards a game, 2.5 yards per pop. I think it all starts and ends with the run game, and with that, Will Levis can settle in with the play action. But you know, I think against South Carolina, you're going to have to see a heavy dose of 24 to get anything going.
And I think the other part of it too is, Freddie, like seeing more of the play action, and maybe even like the play action boots weren't working early in the year.
No,
maybe try them now. I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying that South Carolina is going to be just a get right game, but it has to be.
It has to be.
I mean, it just has to be, because if you think it's hard now, wait till you see that 3-3-5. I mean, they're going to freaking light them up. You know.
Yeah.
So time to get your stuff together, Big Blue Wall.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's
you know, I wonder, Freddie, if there can also be some sort of this feels like a big, like, motivational tactic, like, you got to earn your bricks, or, you know, like, even if it is one of those cornball-y things, I feel like you almost have to do something like that just to try to get them to play inspired, or at least it's like all their I just feel like there's a sort of mental block, and I don't know what you can do to get past that, to give them some confidence, besides just maybe going some inside zone and letting Chris Rodriguez get some hard yards for you.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I said, go back to the recent old Kentucky,
mm-hmm.
run between the tackles, because there's not a lot of thinking involved there with the offensive line. Mm-hmm. It's just one-on-one and see what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
You have to realize these are good players that Kentucky has up there. I mean, really good players. Flax was the top JUCO offensive tackle in the country. Tayshaun Manning was a starter at Auburn. Eli Cox, mid-year All-American. Jagger Burton, a high four-star. Kenneth Horsey's a four-year starter. These are good players. I think that's what is somewhat, I don't know, confusing, concerning, worrisome, because these are good players. They should not be this inefficient up front.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you, Freddie.
I mean, that I think that brings out the frustration as much as anything. And with Will, you know, Kentucky's fumbled the football 11 times and lost four. But I thought this game, one loss, red zone, two red zone fumbles. I mean, that's just too much. And, you know, you made too many critical errors. What can you not do on the road in the SEC and win? You can't turn the football over. You can't be bad in the third phase. Kentucky did that. I mean, everything that you can't do.
They did. And they still had a chance to win. And
they should have won the game. I think the fan base right now, Nick, is pretty frustrated and mad.
Because they know they're better than Ole Miss.
Yeah.
I mean, they're better than Ole Miss. It's frustrating. But you know what, Freddie? Their goals are still attainable, but you just don't have the margin of error, right? This was your game. You lose any of that. So
This could have been a statement game, Nick.
Yeah.
It really could. You know, on the road, be the top 15 team.
Especially while Georgia's getting scared, you know, 2 weeks in a row. They don't look like world beaters.
And not could have just beaten Ole Miss. I think Kentucky, if you didn't make those critical errors in third phase and in offense,
I mean, just this thing could have taken been a blowout. Yeah, you were going to take the lead with a kickoff return touchdown.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean,
this thing could have been lopsided in Kentucky's favor, should have been, because of personnel-wise, Kentucky had the better players, in my opinion.
So tough.
And didn't come up with a win because of, you know, turnovers, special teams. Mm-hmm. I mean, and we're halfway through now. So it's not cute anymore. It's not, oh, they'll be okay. Oh, they'll figure it out. We're halfway through the season now. So, like you said, this Kentucky is who they are right now.
Yep.
And how good is that? Kentucky will have much better players than South Carolina. We'll have the better team. How will they respond?
Yep.
I don't know. I mean, it's a big week for Kentucky because you can't let Ole Miss beat you twice.
Right.
And that's always a major concern, especially with an emotional road loss, come back and get back to work. So Challenging week for Kentucky. Disappointing loss and frustrating loss in Oxford, Nick.
Yeah.
I mean, well, the drop screen is another big play. I mean,
and that was one I forgot about until afterwards, yeah, too. But that was a huge play. I don't think Smoke played the rest of the game. They said he was sick. But
Yeah.
Well, we do got plenty more time to discuss it. We'll have much more to talk about on the KSR Football Podcast late Monday night, 7 p.m. live on the YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel for plenty of content from all walks of life over here at KSR.
Yeah, make sure you like us and follow us and do all that good stuff. We appreciate your time on a Sunday morning. Again, just very frustrated this morning. Very frustrated. Not mad, just disappointed. That's a big difference.
I would much rather that's even worse. That's even worse. It's your parents. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
And that's even worse. Yeah.
Scream at me. Don't tell me that.
Yeah.
Chew me out.
Yeah. Get after me. Don't just say you're disappointed. Ooh. Well, thank you for listening and watching, and we hope you have a great week, and we'll be back on the air tomorrow night with the KSR Football Podcast. Thank you. Go Cats, go Kroger.